This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Yippee, we're all together. It's another hour of the Doug Steffen fabulous DJV program, presenting a good day with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Let's get right to the action, because Victoria can hardly wait to give you a list of things on the trending side. So, Victoria, we give all of our attention straight to you.
Well, Ashley Judd is back in the news making headlines. She has now sued Harvey Weinstein, alleging that he had made inflammatory statements about her that actually damaged and torpedoed her career, is the word she's using. Her lawsuit alleges that Weinstein deterred director Peter Jackson, who did all of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and his producing partner as well. They actually were apparently told not to work with Ashley Judd. This is very similar to what Mira Sorvino had said as well. And I think some other actresses would probably jump on the bandwagon with this, saying that since they didn't give in to Harvey Weinstein's requests, if you want to call them that, that he retaliated by torpedoing their career. So we'll see where that goes. In other trending news, Ronnie Jackson is back in the news. And it turns out, and he, of course, is President Trump, is the White House physician. He's not just President Trump's. He's been the White House physician for, I think, it's three presidents, right? Yeah. George W. and then Obama and then Trump. Well, it turns out that a lot of the accusations against him came from a very bizarre place. It actually came from Vice President Mike Pence's physician, and he was concerned over one of his patients, who happened to be the vice president's wife, Karen. And they said that after that physician raised some questions about Ronnie Jackson's practices, he apparently was intimidated by Ronnie Jackson as a retaliation. And so they said this is a previously unreported incident, and this is now being reported as the first signs that serious concerns about Ronnie Jackson's conduct reached the highest levels of the White House as far back as September. So I'm sure there's going to be a whole lot more of this. A lot of people still defending him, but he is no longer the White House physician. So I don't know if charges will come out against him.
Now,
but it's
heard
certainly
yesterday
bizarre.
Because I heard the reporting that he wasn't going to be the White House physician anymore, but that he was going to still keep his job at the White House. And then yesterday I heard in the afternoon someone asked Sarah Sanders if he was still going to be working there. And he said yes. She said yes. No personnel changes have been made. So
what is he going to do if he's not the White House?
I wonder what his role is going to be, because it seems like I read the same thing, that he was out.
Yeah.
But then late yesterday, it seems like he was back in again. Really strange.
Very strange. All right, what else do you have for us, Victoria?
Maybe they're worried about him being sued, or him suing the. Can you sue the White House for
no
wrongful termination?
He'd have a right to. It should be pretty easy to prove these claims. Just look at the prescription pads and see if he's over prescribing. I don't know. It should be easy to prove that, I would think. It's very weird.
Yeah, and so, it's another. If he's not the White House, if there is nothing serious here, and it doesn't look like, I mean, other than the fact the guy seems to be not able to control his urge to have a little schnapps here and there.
We don't know that that's true. He's denied it. And that's the thing that stinks about this, is that he's got a family, and he served the country in the military for a long time. If it's true, of course you need to know about it, because that brings up a whole set of concerns. But if it's not, how easy has it been to take down a whole guy's whole life, his livelihood, with just a few rumors that were thrown out there? I don't know.
There's an episode that I saw last night on Showtime of Homeland. The president is a lady named Elizabeth Keene. That's the actress's name. Not the actress, that's the character's name in this show. I've become quite attached to this. I discovered it about a month or so ago. I know it's been on. I've seen a few episodes, but it's really a very well-done show. And the focus is on the things that we're dealing with every day in our country. Division, And so the president steps down because she recognizes that she's part of the problem. And as she leaves, she asks the country to please do something about taking the matter of divisiveness into our own hands and fixing it before we ruin what we have. It goes on longer than that, but if any of you saw that, you know what I'm talking about. And so there's a lesson in there. There's a lesson. The lesson isn't that Trump should resign, but the lesson is that we better start figuring out how to get along, get on the same page, do some compromising, and stop this nitpicking BS that is very dangerous. The White House press dinner, the correspondents' dinner the other night, was about the best or worst, depending on how you want to use the words, example of this. It was that woman is a disgusting disgrace. And I saw some things online that suggested people thought it was great, but it wasn't. It doesn't do any. That sort of thing doesn't close the gap. It doesn't fix the problems that were, and you can say on both sides, you know, oh, well, look at Trump keeps doing it. So that doesn't make it right, mean that it's right, mean that it's good. It isn't. Now, on the other hand, there are a lot of people, even on both sides, this was hard for people to swallow, but the meeting coming up with Kim Jong-un and what went on with South Korea this past weekend, most people are giving credit to Donald Trump for having put the seeds in the ground to get this thing moving. I thought it was interesting that Kim Jong-un is going to invite U.S. and South Korean experts to come over to his country to go to the nuclear test site and see what went on. We're going to open it up, he said, to the international community as we dismantle the site. So there's another step. Getting North and South Korea together is a good thing. Can we trust this guy?
Do we really trust that this guy was shooting rockets towards Japan and now all of a sudden he's just going to disband the whole program?
Well, where do you start, Victoria? Oh, so where do you start in trusting? Where do you, if he's offering the opportunity for people to come over.
If he isn't telling the truth.
Yeah. Is he that smart? Is he that devious? Is he? I don't know.
Maybe.
I didn't like him at all.
I would believe that he's that devious, but I guess for me, where it starts is seeing him practice those actions for a period of time. So if it continues on for months and months and months, then okay, I can reevaluate. But considering he's had years of killing relatives and doing all kinds of terrible things to the people in his country, it's going to take a little bit of time for me to believe that he has actually changed his actions and not just, you know, one meeting with someone.
I don't believe he's a crazy person. I think he's an evil person, but that was the thing that everybody used to write him off as. Well, he's just a crazy person, they didn't look at him as a threat. I've always looked at him as a threat, and I think a lot of people do, and I think even the tone from the administration is to coin the Reagan phrase, trust but verify. I don't know that there's a lot of early celebration, but I think you have to, if somebody gives you a window of time to make things better, you have to try to go through that window. And that's what's happening here, because, and the reason you ask, well, why is he changing? I think for a couple of reasons. One, he's got a lot of sanctions on him economically. The country is in bad shape. You have China, who's the buffer state for North Korea and always has been, toughening up their tone, saying you've got to come to the table. You had, I don't buy it's all about the Olympics. I think that was just sort of a way in for them to do it more honorably than in the past. Mm-hmm. But then you have the reporting over the weekend about this big either earthquake or explosion. Something rocked one of their nuclear facilities and caused it to collapse. And there's a radiation leak in the country. And for me, that's probably the catalyst. He knows his program isn't as good as he thought. He's got no money coming in, so why not start to make a deal? Plus, he's also very much in tune with his ego, like many world leaders, and I think he realizes he's starting to be looked at with adoration from some other countries. People are going, oh, wow, he's made a change, and he's in the focus every single day. So I think it's a combination of things that open up that window for us.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting also, the president had the Nigerian president of the White House yesterday. Let me see if I can do his name justice. Muhammadu Buhari. Does that sound right?
Muhammadu
Buhari. But the first one, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D-U. How would you pronounce it? Muhammadu? Muhammadu? Wait a minute. So
yabba dabba do.
I rub my belly too. The idea of having more international guests, people coming to the White House, going out in the Rose Garden, having press conferences, and basically opening things up. I guess there was some criticism that he was vulgar in a conversation he had with this guy. I don't know what that was all about.
No,
it
was the comment a long time ago when he called what their some of the countries the blank hole countries.
Oh. Okay.
And so they asked him about that.
Really? And so
the
what
Nigerian
was
the president was one who defended him and said, you know, he's if he said it, he's right. And if not, I know who I'm talking to. And so they asked him again yesterday. And that was pretty much his answer.
So are we, when's the last time anybody got a letter or an email from somebody in Nigeria suggesting that there is $1 million waiting in a bank account? Just give me your numbers and I'll send $1 million to you.
It's actually been a little while. Have you gotten some recently?
No, I haven't. That's what I just thought about that.
The prince stopped emailing me. You know, it's always a prince from Nigeria.
Right. Exactly. And all we have to do, we have somebody died and they don't have anything to do with their money. So give us your bank account and we'll send you $28 million by this time tomorrow. Right.
I wonder if people did that. Let me get right in on that.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that's pretty much a summary of what's going on.
And the answer is yes, somebody did it, because if they didn't,
they wouldn't be doing it. Right, exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
That's sad.
Yeah, okay. So let's see what we have else. Oh, Jennifer.
Doug.
You missed yesterday's inaugural conversation about Books and Books Day.
Okay, I did hear a little of it resonating down my hallway.
Did you really? Oh, at CRN, really?
Yeah. What is this Books all about?
All right. This is all about having an awesome, awesome gift for your mother on Mother's Day, a week from this Sunday.
Uh-huh.
The big day. Mom's Day. This is perfect for your mother. Your mom is feeling fine now, right? She's okay.
She's getting a little better. We had a couple of things go on last week, but she's better. And she's not even going to be with me on Mother's Day, so I might send the Books to myself.
Really? All right. Books Day. Everybody is now. Yesterday, I got a couple of comments from people. What is a book? A book is short for bouquet. Bouquet. These flowers are booking awesome. Moms don't want the online sweatshop flowers that wilt in just a couple of days. Your mom deserves and wants flowers. And once she sees what comes from the Books, she'll be telling everybody else to use the Books, too. Because this is a whole new concept. Very unique. Very special. Your mom is very unique and very special. So she deserves to have flowers cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to her. So they will last a long, long time. Not days, but weeks. Books has farms located on the side of a volcano. And we all know about that. Remember last week, Jennifer, we were talking about volcanoes and the wine that comes out of the grapes, grows these. The land is so fertile, it'll produce great things. These flowers are so gorgeous. I have received a bouquet and think it is really something to brag about. Your mom be bragging as well. And because Books cuts out the middlemen, these amazing fresh flowers come to you at an amazing price. So show your mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books, B-O-U-Q-S. Order them today. Mention Doug, get 15% off. That's D-O-U-G, Doug, 15% off at B-O-U-Q-S.com. B-O-U-Q-S.com. Come on, let's get on board. Easy. Go online to Books.com. Use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, save 15%. Books.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Bacon.
lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now 23 and change after the hour on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I enjoying each other's company, and you're following us. That's cool. At DJV show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillin, at Doug Steffen. So last night on TV, you heard me talking about the continuation of my interest in Homeland, which is a show produced for Showtime. Very good, just a suspenseful, well done, almost like a movie every week. And then there was Billions, and both of them, they must be coming close to the end of the season because they're sort of cliffhangers. What are we going to do? Bobby, and spoiler alert, Bobby, well, I won't spoil it. It's a good show.
Spoiler alert.
Okay. All right, so what do we have for tonight, Jen?
Oh, let's see. Lots of new stuff. Spoiler alert, The Voice is on tonight. They're down to the final 11. That's new at 8 o'clock on NBC, followed by a new episode of Rise. Everything on CBS is new tonight. You've got an NCIS, followed by Bull, which I think we all love a lot, and then NCIS New Orleans. On ABC, Roseanne is all new tonight, along with their whole comedy block, The Middle, Blackish. The new show that I've heard a lot about, Splitting Up Together, also new tonight. That's at 9:30. Followed by a brand new episode of For the People at 10. Fox has a brand new Lethal Weapon. The season finale of L.A. to Vegas is at 9, followed by A New Girl. They're getting close to wrapping up there. And finally, let's see, the CW, because I know the girls like that one quite a bit. You've got a new Flash and The 100 that's on the CW tonight.
All right, speaking of things we all like, NSYNC in music at 25 after the hour gets a star on the Hollyweird Walk of Fame. I've been a full-fledged reunion. A lot of people have been yelling and screaming like Jennifer about this. They've been on hiatus since, what, 2002? When did they actually get together the first time? Lance Bass, J.C., Joey Fatone, Chris Kirkpatrick, Justin Timberlake was there. Very public celebration. All right, so did you watch this? You go there, Jennifer? What'd you do?
No, but I should have. I should have looked lovingly at the boys since they're all back together again. No, but I'm happy. happy. They, you know, they definitely made a contribution as being maybe one of the best boy bands, I think, arguably with New Kids on the Block and Backstreet Boys, probably, of at least my lifetime. So
of all time, Jen.
Of all time. So good for them. Good for them.
So Justin gave a little bit of hope for the future, suggesting see what the future holds.
Yeah, when his career starts to fizzle, they'll do the New Kids on the Block tour, you know, and they'll go out during the summer, and a bunch of 65-year-old women will go out there and scream at him. It'll be
free.
He's probably also, I'm sure, taking a page from Beyonce, who brought out Destiny's Child 2 weekends in a row at Coachella. And
the reaction to that was amazing.
Yeah.
People like that stuff. So I thought it was interesting. Ellen was there and Carson Daly. How does Carson Daly do what he does? Is his stuff now coming from Los Angeles that he does on the Today Show? Because it looks like he's sitting on the set with them, and yet the voice is coming from Los Angeles. And I don't think the voice
is voice live yet?
Logistically.
Yes.
Is it live? It is. Okay. So yeah,
now it is.
In L.A.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting how he hustles back and forth? Well, basically, Ryan's doing the same thing. Hustling around. All right, so do we have anything else to add to this, Jennifer? You're just all excited.
Reunite.
You know, it was actually interesting looking at the picture because I was trying to figure out which one of them looks best because I haven't seen a couple of them for years. JC
Most
has
improved.
Long hair, like down to his shoulders.
Yeah.
But Lance Bass looks really good.
Really
he
good.
Does. Yeah, I think Lance Joey and Justin still look the best. But most improved, Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yeah, he got rid of the
weird,
he still has kind of a weird goatee, but he got rid of those weird braids on his head, and so that's an improvement. I agree.
Right, so
definitely,
Jennifer,
definitely improvement.
Can you get Kara's number to Lance or to Chris?
Lance wouldn't want Kara's number, but yeah. Everybody else will
work on. Okay. 28 past the hour, one of those deals, eh?
Efficacy matters. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a difference between self-esteem and self-efficacy. Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. Self-efficacy is how you feel about your performance. If you raise someone's self-esteem, hey, that picture you drew is beautiful, you actually do nothing for their self-efficacy. Because the reality is that even if they believe you mean what you said, they don't necessarily believe that it's true. But if you raise a person's self-efficacy, then there's a direct correlation to raising that person's self-esteem. Wow, it looks like you really took your time and put a lot of hard work into that. Raise your children's efficacy and their esteem will come up with it. Raise their self-esteem and you'll leave their efficacy hanging. I say focus on efficacy because when you do, you will be boosting what will ultimately drive your children to succeed. Catch me on my new TV show, The Secret Life of Kids on USA Network, starting March 16th at 9 p.m.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJ V Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's now 34 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. I present to you, ladies and gentlemen, the ladies of the house, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Today, May the 1st, May Day. In many ancient calendars, May 1st was the first day of summertime. Guess that was before we had July and August.
It's going to be May.
It is May.
This is the only time you'll get us to sing on the radio.
Crank it up and sing along.
Don't be so sure. You never know.
Help yourself.
Well, we already got past the fun part.
Right.
So.
Okay, this is the good part. So May 1st was the first day of summer when there are only 10 months in the year. You knew that there only used to be 10 months in the calendar, right? Everybody knew
when
that.
When did 12 come into play?
When Julius Caesar and Augustus Caesar decided that they were so important that they should have months named after them, and so that's what happened. The Roman calendar was changed to 12 months, and July and August became Julius and Augustus's their template for remembrance, if you will. So that's how that happened. You're
very
pretty
nice.
Impressed with that, right? May Day is celebrated by crowning a May Queen. This is May Day has been a tradition, actually, for centuries, some of it going back to pre-Christian era. The celebration crowning a May Queen, dancing on a maypole, is an old tradition. Finland has a carnival-type celebration in the streets today. Includes a special type of lemonade that's made with lemons, brown sugar, and yeast. Huh. That's an interesting combo. Brown sugar and lemons, I can understand. Why put yeast in it? What is yeast?
Is that ferment stuff?
Oh, okay. So let's get a little schnappy then. Mm. In France today, it's the day to give people either dogwood or lily of the valley, to celebrate May Day. In Italy, there's a seasonal feast that's held to celebrate the arrival of springtime. And here in America, we have, it starts, May 1st is not that important, only that it's a lead up to Cinco de Mayo for many people who live in this country. I don't think otherwise. The Russians, though, have a big May Day thing. The Russians have always had the May Day military parade where they show their might and they travel around. I think I've told a story before about being in Red Square. Have any of you ever been to Russia, to Moscow, beside me?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Just don't want you to be accusing me of Russian collusion. No, I don't.
No, I'm not accusing you of that. And nor will anybody accuse me of it either. It's the interesting, the thing that we get from looking, it's like looking at the stage of any television show. Do you think the stage at Saturday Night Live is big? No, it's tiny. That whole studio is very small. And so things in the lens look bigger than they are. Red Square is nowhere near as big as you think it is. It's actually quite small. And what they do to make the parade seem like they're long and there are lots of people and lots of things, they go around this. It is a square. And so they keep marching around the square and running the same equipment around the square for hours and hours and hours, making everybody think, wow, this is people from the outside. Everybody there knows what the story is. But it is it's a big day in Red Square for the military parade. So that's what's going on. Those of you who didn't realize it was May the 1st, help yourself to reality. It is reality time. Speaking of reality, what do we know about John McCain today that we didn't know yesterday? Any more reports on him? We all have talked about it, and there's been a lot of emotion connected to it from a lot of different angles. Anybody have anything new?
People keep talking about his book and that he says this is his last term, but don't we already know that?
That's all I've heard, too. And really, the whole speculation about whether or not he's declining came from Meghan McCain's husband, who posted on Twitter that he hugged her and said, take care, or hugged him and said, take care of my daughter.
Yeah.
But I don't think we've heard anything official that he's declining, other than Meghan McCain went home to be with him after another procedure, I think.
Yeah. All right. I didn't throw this into the mix with a conversation about what's going on as the plans are being made for that summit between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. But there are suggestions that have floated around. I saw this on the Drudge Report that someone wants to nominate Donald Trump for the Peace Prize, Nobel Peace Prize.
The president of South Korea said that he thinks President Trump should get it if this does work out with North Korea. I don't think anybody's jumping ahead here and saying that we should just give Trump the Nobel Peace Prize and just trust Kim Jong-un and move on.
Yeah.
I think everybody's kind of saying if it works out, if he were to bring peace to the Korean Peninsula and the end of the Korean War is happening, that's what that summit was about last week, then that would make him a front runner for that.
Why did Obama get the Peace Prize? What did he do to get? I've forgotten. Anybody remember what? Obama, nobody remembers just how significant the prizes
are. Being Obama gets you a Nobel Peace Prize.
No, there was something that he did. He was surprised that he got it too when it was announced that morning. I don't remember what the situation, but there's a precedent there.
His extraordinary efforts to strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation between peoples. I'm assuming there must have been a specific.
That's a BS.
Yeah, I'm not reading the whole thing.
That's the definition of the Peace Prize, though. That's not why he got it. That's what it is.
Well,
something he did.
Yeah. There's something specific that he did. I don't remember.
But nobody remembers. It's interesting how we remember people.
Was it Osama bin Laden?
What, knocking him off?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that was it.
It was early on, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I think it was.
So it might have been that.
Yeah, it could have been. I was thinking about Barbara Bush yesterday. We all know she passed away at the age of 92. I was thinking about, because there was some local coverage here. I'm in Framingham, Mass., only 2 miles away. I'm sorry, 2 towns away from Wellesley and Wellesley College. And how much people made of her at the end, or they was done. There was a lot made of it when she actually spoke as the convocation speaker at Wellesley College, the graduation speaker. She wasn't known as a beacon for women's rights. At least that's what the students thought. And I remember seeing pictures of her as she stood with Raisa Gorbachev, who was in town at the same time. She went to the students and asked them to consider making three choices, three lifetime choices. One, and this is the reason I'm repeating it, is because I think it holds so well today for all of us. And it's graduation time to be a lot of these type of speeches in the next month or so as graduation takes place, colleges all over the country. One, believe in something larger than yourself. What might be an example of that? Have you done that in your life, Victoria or Kara or Jennifer? Something?
God. Yeah, okay. That's spirituality. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Fine.
Check.
Find the joy in life. Have we all, do we all feel like we found our joy or the joy or some joy in our lives?
I try every day to find joy. Life is real easy to suck you in, but I try to start every day going, okay, here we go.
Yes. Cherish your human connections. The third thing that Barbara Bush said. Wrapped around. Yeah, the people that you love, the people you care about. And as for the feminist part of her speech, she surprised at the end of her talk when she asked the young grads at Wellesley to follow their dreams. I think it was something like, somewhere out in this audience may even be someone who will one day follow in my footsteps and preside over the White House as a president's spouse. I wish him well.
Yeah, that's a great quote. I love that.
That's a good quote. Yeah, it really is. All right, other presidential or quasi-presidential references. Emmanuel Macron, during his visit, gave the president an oak sapling to symbolize the bond between the U.S. and France. They planted the tree together on the White House lawn, but now it's gone. Why? Where'd it go?
It was quarantined. But did you hear how funny it was? There were so many comments online, like, what happened to the tree? Where's the tree? It became this big mystery.
Where's the tree?
I think you're not allowed to just put... I was wondering how they flew here with the tree. And I don't know. I would say, honey, let's stop at Home Depot on the way to the White House and get a tree.
You're never going to know the
difference.
Because
you're not really supposed to cross-contaminate agriculture, are you?
Well, what does it mean? You don't think that they check the thing out? They don't want parasites,
I just know that,
diseases,
like, when I tried
that kind of stuff.
When I allegedly put a bit of a plumeria tree into the core of my magazine when I left Mexico, that really wasn't, well, allegedly if I had done it, or if I really carried through, okay, I did it. But that's not what you're supposed to do. Well, beyond that,
lawbreaker.
What about the lady who brought the apple? Remember? The lady who's been fined.
On the plane last
her life was ruined.
Right. Her life is
that
ruined.
That was just an apple.
Right.
Yeah. Snack.
So do we think that goes to... I know when you bring a dog into the country, you have to quarantine them for a while. I don't know how long...
But isn't it too late for the tree? After they've planted it, then they pull it up again, and now it sits in quarantine? If it had some sort of disease, wouldn't it be too late?
Too late to save it, you mean, or too late to plant it?
Well, I mean, if it already would have spread whatever it contained.
Yeah, I think this is...
such hard questions.
Much ado about nothing.
But it is funny because this was a social media thing where everyone was wondering if there was a conspiracy behind what happened to the tree.
And rid of those Frenchies. All right, let's get to the.
He uprooted it and just left. He stormed out of there.
Right.
Yeah, I'm taking my tree with me.
I'm taking my train. I'm going home. We need.
Let's set some sports news right. Victoria, the Brazilians are celebrating a record for the biggest wave ever surfed. This looks very interesting. May I pronounce this name, though? This looks like fun.
Go for
Rodrigo Coxa is the person who got the biggest wave. Rodrigo. I like that name. Rodrigo.
Oh, boy.
All right, yes. So what's the story?
Rodrigo Coxa has surfed the biggest wave on record. It is an 80-foot monstrous wave in the from the infamous Nazaré break in Portugal. And his ride set the new Guinness World Record. He earned a prize for the biggest wave of the year at the World Surf League Big Wave Awards in Southern California. That was sponsored by Quicksilver. It comes with a $25,000 prize, which, if you think about it, an 80-foot wave only gets you 25 grand. That's not really that much. But the 25 grand goes to the surfer who catches the largest wave of the year by any means, either paddling into it or being towed in by a jet ski. In this case, because the wave was so big, he was towed in by a jet ski. And Andrew Cotton from the UK was honored with the biggest wipeout of the year. He had a horrifying tumble in the same Nazaré break in Portugal, just to show you how dangerous that really is. And he broke his back. He's lucky he can actually still walk. On the women's side, Hawaii's Paige Alms won the Women's Big Wave Performance Award, and Ian Walsh took the ride of the year for pulling into the cavernous tube at the legendary Jaws break on Maui. So, but the video of this guy surfing an 80-foot wave, it will make your stomach do flips.
Really?
The video has gone viral. Look it up if you want. Just don't do it around lunchtime, because it is terrifying.
All right, next item is a focus on the Kentucky Derby this weekend. Jennifer, what's the scoop?
Well, remember we talked about Gronk having a horse named after him. This seems to be a trend to have celebrities named after horses, and it is Kentucky Derby week. And so if you don't know what horses to bet on, you can always throw some money on your favorite celebrities. We had, as I mentioned, Gronkowski the horse, who was forced to scratch from the Derby because of an infection. And now if you want to wager on the best name in the Kentucky Oaks, which is the race at Churchill Downs for three-year-old fillies, then put your money on Wonder Godot. Yes, Godot, that's how we say her name, but this is Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot's name. The horse is named after the Wonder Woman actress, and there is a film connection. She's owned by Gary Barber, a former MGM chairman and CEO. It's a thoroughbred, 9 starts in her career, and 3 wins, 2 second place finishes, and 3 number threes, and apparently the owner, Gary Barber, says that's how highly we thought of her. We named the horse after Wonder Woman herself. She'll run from gate number 5, and she opened up at 20-1 odds. So kind
what
of
does that
if
mean?
You want to follow
20
that
to 1.
Horse.
What does it mean?
You get $20 for every dollar, right, that you put in?
Mm-hmm.
If she wins.
Yeah. Those are some good odds if
and
you want to make money.
And does he get Gal Gadot to show up at the
she
race?
She hasn't responded yet, but, you know, Gronk bought into Gronkowski the horse.
Loves
so
it.
They named the horse first, and then, you know, if you name it, Gronk will come. So
and then hope for the best, right?
Right.
I don't think that was the case. All right, let's see what we can do about your teeth. Be true to your teeth, or they will be false to you. Where do you go to find people with the least teeth? Kentucky and West Virginia, highest percentage of older adults missing all their natural teeth, according to a new survey. That's because the impact of health behaviors, smoking, oral hygiene practices, socioeconomic status, that sort of thing. So people either lose their teeth or their teeth are ugly. So don't be like somebody who lives in Kentucky or West Virginia. Let's get to the bottom line here of how power swabs can clean up, or the people who are smart in Kentucky and West Virginia are going to go to 800-208-1797 right away and get power swabs. Clean up your mouth, clean up your teeth in 5 minutes. No mess, no fuss, no bother. You just snap, swab, and smile. So all those of you who are listening in Kentucky and West Virginia, make this a note. You ready? 800-208-1797. This is a clinical, patented tooth detergent, whitening agent, all natural. Lighten up the stains in 5 minutes. The stains eventually will disappear altogether. Use power swabs every week. Remove those stains. 800-208-1797.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get to Tech Talk, 53 after the hour here in the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan to go through a couple of technical stories that are, well, let's see if they are technically good for you or not so good for you. I can't see that the Sprint T-Mobile merger is going to do anybody good. They give you that BS line, oh, everybody's going to save money. Come on. Give me, who's stupid enough to believe that? That line is used by everybody, and it's never true. Never, never, never. Good for the companies. Yeah, they save money. All right, I'm telling the story before Victoria tells the story, so go ahead. You tell
the story. Yes, well, after a lot of speculation and a whole lot of back-and-forth talk, the CEOs of T-Mobile and Sprint announced that they have come to an agreement and that the companies will merge, and the total will be $26 billion. And the reason that they these two guys do not like each other, they have taken shots at each other on social media, they've been very vocal in making fun of each other, and now it's all kumbaya. And the reason that they're kumbaya-ing is because they have both been outspoken about how our country is so far behind other countries like China and South Korea when it comes to 5G. The 5G network doesn't exist yet, and we have the technology, we have the means to do it, but we just haven't done it yet. And so other countries are way ahead of us. We're on 4G. If you look at your cell phone and you see what service you have, in some areas of the country, we still have 3G happening,
yeah,
which
right
is
here.
Just disgraceful.
Yeah.
So both of them said...
I can't get one bar here where I live because the cell service is so bad. Half the time, yeah, I can't even use the cell phone in the house.
Yeah, so both of them, I don't know which company is going to, what the name will be, or who, they're still deciding that stuff, but they said that the investment, they're investing $40 billion to build out their own 5G network, and they say it will create thousands of jobs as well. So, and they also have stressed, like you said, Doug, T-Mobile has stressed that they will not be raising prices because that is part of T-Mobile's business strategy to keep the prices really low. Now, if you're a Sprint customer, I can't speak to that. I don't know if your prices will go up or not. We'll you know, you have to wait and see on that one. But hey, if they get a 5G network going, they're still, the combined two companies are still smaller than AT&T and Verizon, and it's, but still, it will put the pressure on AT&T and Verizon to come up with some 5G networks.
They do something
exactly
for their customers.
Well, I've been a lifelong AT&T mobile customer. I've always been very happy with it.
Really?
I know a lot of people say that they have.
If
Verizon,
you're on the East Coast, it's fine. Go to the Midwest and some of the boon areas. It's sad. Verizon, at least you get some kind of a
signal.
You
better. I've heard
with
that.
Anybody
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. That's why I have them, because of my traveling. But if I were in a place, if I were on the East Coast and I wasn't going anywhere else, I'd have AT&T as well. All right. Here's Google selling new do-it-yourself kits aimed at teaching youngsters how to create their own artificial intelligence. So, Mom and Dad, listen to this.
Google is bringing artificial intelligence to the masses with a pair of do-it-yourself kits. There's a voice kit and a vision kit, and each comes with all the stuff needed, like a Raspberry Pi microcomputer, SD cards, wires. You just bring the ideas. The voice kit integrates with Google Assistant, and the resulting cardboard box gives the creator their very own smart speaker. The vision kit gives the user a smart camera capable of IDing faces, emotions, and objects to power all sorts of AI ideas. The kits can be used by anybody of any age, but they are aimed at school-age kids. The vision kit is $90, the voice kit is $50, and both now are on sale at Target.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect seater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, so Snapchat has a new version of spectacles. What's that story, Victoria?
Those are the, Snapchat's new spectacles are $150. They have a brand new design. They're slightly smaller. They look cooler. And you can take them in water up to 30 minutes. So this is the new and improved. They've got better video quality. You can actually take pictures with these instead of just video. And people are saying they look a lot cooler. And you don't have to wait for a vending machine to pop up. You can actually buy them on spectacles.com. So they're actually getting some good buzz for a change for Snapchat.
Spectacles.com. There's a website. 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.